At 8 o'clock, our big headline tonight are the fiery protests on the new army recruitment scheme, Agnipath, across at least 5 states. What's causing them? How is the government firefighting this narrative? Here are our top headlines tonight. Good evening. At 8 o'clock, fiery protests across states over the new army recruitment scheme, Agnipath. Trains are stopped and there's arson across Bihar. A BJP MLA is attacked. A local BJP office burnt in Bihar. There's also stone pelting in Haryana as police open fire. The government says that there will be priority in paramilitary and state police recruitment for the Agniveers. They say a false narrative is being spread. The youth are being misled. But allies Nitish Kumar and Amrinder Singh, as well as the opposition, urge a rethink. Stop illegal demolitions, the Supreme Court to the Uttar Pradesh government. Demolitions cannot be a retaliatory measure, must be in accordance to the law. Congress leader Renuka Chaudhary grabs a policeman's collar, a case filed against her. Renuka Chaudhary replies, saying the cops were pushing me, so I fell on him. This as the Congress protests across India against the ED and police action. Meanwhile, with his mother in hospital, Rahul Gandhi asked for a postponement of tomorrow's questioning, asked for Monday instead. The US Fed rate hike hits global and Indian markets. The Indian markets close at their lowest level this year. After America, the United Kingdom also hikes interest rates again today. India's daily COVID cases now crossed 10,000, the first time since February. Maharashtra and Kerala are driving the COVID surge. Four heads of European countries traveled to Ukraine to meet Ukrainian President Zelensky in Kyiv. A powerful message of solidarity from European countries as Germany invites Zelensky to the G7 summit. Remember, Russia is suspended from here. Heaviest rain in decades in India's wettest area, Cherrapunji. Guwahati in Assam gets 121% more rain than normal. A red alert for Assam and Meghalaya tomorrow as well. And an ATM in Nagpur which just doesn't stop.